Yeah, South London bleeding, Aussie heart beating. Man's on the other side of the world for the Palace fight. Gotta check the scoreline in it through the dark Oshie night. Exiled Eagles, yeah, we rep the red and blue, fam. From down under to the Holmesdale, you know the program.
Welcome to Exiled Eagles, new season, new tune, same rubbish presenters. Joining me today, Dale Quarty. How are you, Dale?
First of all, I take umbrage at the same rubbish presenters.
Good.
Last pod was absolutely brilliant, and it was only like a week ago.
I'm going to address it in a second. Hold on.
And new tune, whoever made that, genius.
Well, have we got a treat for the rest of you when you hear the rest of that tune. Also joining me, Ned Rock, who's in a state of disbelief, I believe, down there in Melbourne.
Yep, that is accurate. I mean, I don't even know how do we continue on after that delightful mix from DJ Dale Quarty, just putting together something. Good to see you. A new season. I've got almost as much excitement for the new season as I do for hearing the rest of that track at the end of the pod. So stick around and get excited, everyone. If you're not pumped up now, you're probably going to be disappointed.
You bloody well should be. And I realised I forgot to introduce myself. I am Rob Seltzer, but I'm also I was made redundant by Dale's superb hosting last week or the week before. We have apologies from Marky Werner, who has just been arrested for his cat burglary.
In fairness, we have no apologies from Mark. We've got no idea where he is.
Look, I was trying to make it sound a bit better, but he has been arrested. He was caught outside one of his places when he was doing a reconnaissance. Guys, great pod last week. It was covered off most things for the pre-season and Dale's amazing trip. Ned got a stay of reprieve because of obviously the lack of recording when we went through the results of our pre-season predictions from the season before.
Absolutely not.
You were incredibly, it turned out you finished last with 0 points on that one. So what we're going to do today is everyone's favourite episode that we do is our pre-season predictions. So we're going to go through what we're going to predict today, guys, the same as we predict every year, but I'll run it through anyway. Top scorer, most assists, player of the season, biggest letdown, the weird thing to happen, and the finishing position of 12th. So, look, let's start at the very top. Who will be Crystal Palace Football Club's top scorer this season? Ned, we're going to have to take your first answer that you sent through of Brennan Johnson. So, Ned is in with Brennan Johnson. Dale, who do you think will be our top scorer?
I'm going to defer to Ned.
Brennan Johnson.
It is for Dale, and we'll. No. Yeah, no. Thank you, Rob. I feel like we do have to try and fill some time in the podcast, so I will have to give a couple of answers that you can then delete and manipulate later on. At the end. Top scorer, I mean, let's be honest, who knows? It could be anyone, and it's probably going to be Ismaili Assar, unless Mateta stays all year and stays fit. It's probably not going to be Eddie Nketiah for the main reason that he's just not very good. Mateus France could be a shout. I'm just listing some names now while I think it. I'll stop. Ismaili Assar. We won't play as many games this year because we won't go as far in Europe, so he will only get 18 across all competitions. I will clarify.
Yep,
that's not in the league.
What about you, Dale?
I am going to revert back to last year and go Jean-Philippe Mateta and 13.
Input James Howden's one in here because he's gone with Ismaïl Assar 2. But I'm going to agree with Dale and say Jean-Philippe Mateta.
Just to clarify there, Rob, was that James Howland is going with Ismaïl Assar with 2 goals or he's going with Ismaïl Assar as well?
Could be either. Absolutely no idea. So we
I
put it down
hope
as both. He's
our
gone with
top
Ismaila
scorer.
Sarr as well, but he's only scoring two.
I desperately hope our top scorer gets more than two goals.
Don't we all? Don't we all, Ned?
I don't
Don't
mind
we all?
if
That's
everyone
true.
in the squad scores two
Walter
goals, that would
Benitez
be great.
included.
And Remy
Remy
Matthews.
Matthews. Oh, of course. Naturally. Yeah.
But I'll say Mateta, and I'm going to go 19. 19 for the big Frenchman. So now we'll move on
Hold on.
to.
No,
Oh,
hold on.
have we
Hold
got.
on. Hold
Did
on.
we got others, haven't we?
I've got others. I've got Sean
Good.
Robb, who went with Jorgen Strand Larsen. I have Dave Kendall, who went with Mateta. And I think we have Tony, don't we? Didn't Tony give us some
Oh,
predictions?
yes, he did. Tony said Ismaila Sarr with two as well. So he's gone with him
There
and
we
Jimmy
go.
both predict two.
There we go.
Now we're going for assists, which was an assist last year like four, ridiculously
Yes,
low.
something poor.
All right, you two fight out amongst yourselves. Who, which one wants to go first with the
You
assists?
go first, Dale. I went first last time.
I am gonna go with. I actually have no fucking idea because I mean I don't even know who got it last year. Must have been Saar, maybe.
It might well have been.
Would have been Pino if anyone could shoot. Munoz obviously popped up with a couple. I think just for shits and giggles, I'm going to go Dwight McNeil.
I was gonna have him. Now I've got to change it. I was gonna say it, you bastard. Anyway, go, Ned, over to you.
Oh, sorry, and six.
Six.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I would go Munoz, but I can't guarantee that he's going to be here next week. So I'm going to suggest, based off last year, when as Dale has just said, he should have had lots of assists, but our strikers were shit. Our strikers are still shit, but if you create lots of chances, eventually some of that shit might stick into the back of the net. So I'm going to suggest that our World Cup winner, Yeremy Pino, is going to get the most assists, and he's only going to get five though.
Cool. I'll just say, Ned, is that locked in?
Was it what locked in?
Pino, yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Not
Okay.
changing. Okay, cool. You haven't just seen a rumor that Villarreal just rumored to have just bid 30 million euros for him.
Ah, that's
Carry on.
fine. We're not selling it. We're not selling it for 30 million, though, let's be honest.
We weren't
So,
going to sell Lacroix for 52, but anyway, carry on.
Lacroix for 52 is a different thing from Pino for 30 when we signed him for 21 last year. And he that.
Carry on,
And he is since
carry
won the
on.
World Cup. Yeah, I'm going to say.
He was in a squad that won the World Cup. Anyway, carry on, Rob.
I'm going to say, based on how important it would be, he's going to be one of the wing backs. And I want to say the new Israeli fella. Kelly, is it Kelly?
Oh, geez. Okay, mate. Don't need that.
Kelly? Is that his?
I believe it's Kalili. Yep.
Kelly.
Kalili.
I'm going to say him for assists. And then we have from Mr. Howland, he's
How
gone with.
many?
Oh, with him, I'm going to go eight.
This isn't hard. We do it every year. Jesus.
I know, I'm still getting it wrong. It's good, isn't it? Mr. Howland has said Pino, no number with him, and as has Tony. So it's almost a clean sweep for Pino.
Okay. Done. So we've got Sean. Dave Kendall has gone Pino. And Shawnee Robb has gone Wharton.
Oh, Pino does take corners, though, doesn't he? So,
So does Kamada, so does Wharton. We must have the most diverse range of corner takers of any club in the Premier League.
I believe we missed out Mark Werner's top scorer of Connor Wickham,
I
which
mean,
is
yeah.
the annual
Surprising we didn't get
annual.
him. Obviously, most assists will be Joel Ward, I assume.
Well, no,
Everything's
Joel Ward
Joel
comes up
Ward.
in Joel Ward that comes up in this one, which is the player of the season, I believe. So, player of the season this season for you guys.
It.
Player of the season this season will be Dean Henderson because he's going to be very busy.
Now, question, because this always trips us up. Players, player, bands, player, who is it? Because remember a couple of years ago, I had Gahee, he was players, player, but he wasn't the other one.
I think you've got to go like fans play, because as us as fans, so we'll go with like the one that fans
I
vote on.
also think a couple in that same year, Dale, you also named three quarters of the squad. So
Also true.
I am going to go with a leaving gift for Adam Wharton.
It is very hard to look past Adam Wharton, considering how important and how, well, just how god
It's
damn good
not
he is
that
as well.
hard because someone might score those. Whoever scores goals will probably get nominated because football fans are dumb and they go,
But
"Ooh,
Adam Wharton's so good.
someone only came on for 30 seconds and they scored a goal, man of the match."
Oh.
Anyway.
Yeah, I can't. I have to say Wharton too. I have to say Wharton too.
You've copied me so far, three out of three.
Unbelievable.
Well, just because I let you go first, I'm a nice guy.
Well, you go first with this one, Rob.
Oh, I will do. Oh, I'm going first next. James Howland has gone with Adam Wharton as well.
God.
Tony King went with Dean Henderson.
And Dave Kendall went with Adam Wharton. And Sean Robb has gone with Ismaila Starr.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about the biggest letdown of the season. And we'll let Ned go first, but I'm going to go before Dale, so he can't accuse me of plagiarism.
Biggest letdown of the season. Now I feel like we should at some point pick on new players because we haven't done because we always pick on new players. The guy that came in very little fuss early on in the window, we sort of went, "Oh, we've picked up a good one," and it sounds good on paper, but it's got Borna Sosa Mark II written all over it. Oscar Mingueza, and I'm gonna seem really silly when he turns out to be an absolute superstar, but that's what I'm gonna go with.
Interesting. I'm gonna say for biggest letdown of the season. Tough actually. I'm gonna say,
Dead air is good air.
yeah, no, he's good at it. Strand Larson.
Fair enough.
Sean Robb went with Pierre Sarge. Dave Kendall went with Javier Gozo, who we haven't even signed yet. So if he doesn't come, I suppose that will be a massive letdown. I am going to go with Strand Larson.
No, don't listen to. Look at him. Look at
No,
him.
I'm
Gives it the
joking.
big heads.
I'm not doing
No,
that.
he's gone for. I can see it writing it down.
No,
Unbelievable.
I am going to go for a little bit left of centre, Jefferson Lerma. I think his legs are going to give out on him and he's going to be found wanting on a few occasions.
That's a good one, actually. I quite like that. James Howland went for new right back, which I assume. It'd been Grazer, but it could be Kelly as
I
well.
think I think he means Kalili.
Okay. And Tony King went with Decore's injury record.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
And now we go for the penultimate, which is the weird thing to happen this season. And after last year's clean sweep of Marinakis and all the ways he's going to perish whilst coming to Selhurst, we're going to see what people come up with this. Yeah, well, how about that? I'll go to the Tony and James's first. James has two. He said one Eze to return in January, and B, Glasner to be sacked after losing 3-0 at Selhurst in October, which Dale, I'm not sure Dale could be any happier if that happened. The only way he'd be happy if Wilfs came back, I suppose. And Tony went with Eddie Howe is Palace manager by the end of the season. Which, you know.
Can see it.
Yeah. Okay. I can also see that too.
You go first this time, Rob. You haven't gone first in anything.
First,
You've too
with a
much time
weird
to
thing. With
and
a
so
weird thing to
now
happen.
putting you on the spot. Go.
Okay. With it, JD Canvo to be named young player, like PFA young player of the season.
I just say, I thought it was absolutely disgusting
That he
that he
wasn't
was
even
named.
nominated.
Outrageous.
Because that was his,
Absolutely.
was didn't that Arsenal kid got
Yeah,
in named
Gowman
that.
got. Gowman, they love Max Gowman because
But
he
mate,
played 5 minutes.
we had one of the best defences in the league, having lost Gehi and, and lost players further up the pitch. This guy comes in, he plays goodness knows how many minutes or whatever, and they go and, yeah, I thought that was absolutely disgusting. And it just
It
goes to
was it.
show the big club bias
Of
again.
course it is. Of course it is. Like, Dalman is as talented as he is or not, he played five equivalent of like what, four full games, if that?
And scored
And
one
Cambo played
tap in into an empty net.
Yeah, and Cambo played of half a season one and won the Conference League. Like,
Anyway.
yeah, so that's why it is my strange thing to happen this season.
Dave Kendall went with Sarge sacked by Christmas. I don't know how weird that is. Sean has us winning the Carabao Cup. This isn't weird. This is what is just going to happen. We are going to go to court. We are going to win our court case against Marinakis. He is then going to be so pissed off about winning that that he's then going to try and buy all of our players, but he's going to try and do it illegally, but tapping up people. It's all going to come out. Forest are then going to get fined and deducted 75 points, and they will be relegated with a record number or lack of points from the Premier League.
And is that after Glasner gets sacked for losing 3-0 at Selhurst in October?
Don't even know who you're talking about.
That's very good. That is very good, Dale. That is very, very good. Well done. Well done.
Brackets, brackets, Anna Wilf signs a
Yep.
new contract and comes back to Palace. I think that's going to happen.
Yeah,
No
I agree.
chance, mate. There's no chance he comes back.
No, I think.
I will just say. All I'm going to say on that, and this is how I made peace of it, and it's out there in text message form, and people have this text message. I would sell Eddie Nketiah for whatever we get for him and clear his wages, and I would take Wilf because I think Wilf will give. If you're going to think Eddie Nketiah is your third choice striker, I think Wilf will be better as a third choice striker, and he will just score more goals than Eddie Nketiah. I just think that's fact. I just think that is, if that's how it worked out, I wouldn't be surprised, and I wouldn't be mad about it.
Be still, my beating heart.
Didn't say I'd be happy, just wouldn't be mad.
Oof.
I just, yeah, I think it'd be, I think we should probably, I think we absolutely should go for him, given that we need more bodies, and I think we've been signing depth. I think, the point was made that last year after European games we won what, like two games or something, if that. And we just struggled. We looked dead on our feet after, 50, 60 minutes every time. And we need to be able to rotate. And when we rotated last year, the players that we rotated in were shit. And the players that they weren't good enough. And so I think, the more people you can have that can play 30 minutes without dropping your standard, and I think that's where you could find a Wilf. He's not there to start, but you bring him off the bench to run at people in the last 30 minutes of a game. I think you're getting something out of him.
Oh, no, I
So
agree. I think because it was everyone laughs and jokes and goes mad about some of our transfer dealings, and everyone's like, "Oh, this Hobbs is useless," and look at Dougie and all that stuff. We've raised our floor massively.
Oh, hugely.
That
Hugely.
whilst have we set the world alight by signing players that are going to take us to the next level to top six? No, I think we can all agree on that. But
But I
what we
think
have done is brought in that, when you look at that second, in inverted commas, that second team is a decent Premier League team as well now, and that's what we need to be.
And I think the thing is that we also need to remember is we haven't necessarily, and obviously touch all of the wood at the moment. We have Lacroix aside, we haven't gone, we've Munoz is still on the books, he hasn't gone yet. Wharton is still on the books, he hasn't gone yet. Canvo is still on the books. Henderson's still on the books. We've got Mateta still on the books. We've
Yeah,
got
but
all of these players.
Tyro Adeyemola's gone.
I
He
think
has.
we'll
He
survive that one.
has. You,
But
just on
yeah,
that. Sorry, just on
we've
that.
got most of those
The
players still there. If we're, if we can get, we probably only really need one more good quality player to come in, plus all of this depth, and we're realistically in the same position we were, last year, but with more players to come in when we need them, to sort of build around that core. So I think, from that sort of thing, that side of things, we're doing well, but we have gotten distracted from outrageous predictions.
We have, but just on that though, like the amount of people going mad at us selling, like was it the centre back? Is it Mofi Djamidi, or whatever his name is? They're like, "Oh my God, here's the next one coming through." And you're like, "Look where one, look where he's gotten. Two, he hasn't played a minute for the first team. When there was a chance for him to play last year in the Conference League, he wasn't the one they called up. It was King to play." So he's clearly that, and then you see these people like, "I can't believe we're selling him. He's going to be the best thing ever." You're like, Jesus Christ, people just want to complain for the sake of complaining.
But I think
Holy
that's the
shit.
thing is I think, we all like to look at our youth products and go, geez, they're going to be brilliant, they're going to be brilliant. But realistically, for the vast majority
Yeah.
of them, they're not, or they need that first team football to be good. As long as we've chucked a little clause in there to say we can either buy him back or we get a decent cut of wherever he goes afterwards.
Yeah, they all do
I
that.
guess.
The sell on fee, everyone just has a sell on fee now, don't they? Like,
Look, there are people, again, we've just distracted, but very quickly, people from my work recently were sponsored by Adidas. They went over to Germany, did some stuff with Adidas. They then went over to the UK and they went over to Cobham and did some stuff with Chelsea. They walk into a room, every single youth team, academy player's name is on a board and it has on it what their value is, where they're going to go, how much they'll make from it. Everyone who thinks the academy is about having someone come in who's going to be a
Money.
superstar,
Money.
it's not that. They are money. So if we have 100 kids come through the academy and we're able to sell 20 of them for 5 million each, i.e. Danny Imre, and I haven't watched enough of him, but from what I heard he's good, but whatever, and you sell 20 of them for £5 million each, suddenly you've generated 100 million. It hasn't cost you 100 million to have those players in. That's all they are, right? And if one of them gets really good and is a Wilf and Aaron Wan-Bissaka, etc., bonus. Anyway.
Exactly. Danny Imre, everyone will go mad about Danny Imre. He's 23. Like, he hasn't played a game for the first team yet. It is what it is. Anyway, now, Ned, what's your wacky prediction?
My outlandish prediction. Probably should have been thinking about this while we were having those distracted conversations. Hey, so my outlandish prediction is going to be that Cheick Doucouré is going to become a key member of our first team once again, and that he will score the winning penalty in our Carabao Cup quarter final before we get knocked out in the semi final.
Ooh, going head to head with Tony there, whose disappointment would be Cheick Doucouré's injury record. Well, I want to add to the biggest letdown of the fact that the new stand will still be exactly the same as it is now at the end of the season. Like, just a little, they've just made some dirt. All right, let's wrap this one up, fellas, and then we can have a little chat about Everton for a couple of seconds, then we can wind it up. So, where are we going to finish this season? I'll give you, we'll go with James said 12th and a cup win, league or Euro League Cup or Europa Cup. Tony has gone 16th. What's the other people said, Dale?
Dave Kendall 14th, Sean Robb 17th.
Oh, Jesus, Johnny.
I'm gonna go with a 15th,
15th.
which is what we were last year and what I got right.
Ned?
I will go with 12th on goal difference, just for something new.
I'm gonna say 11th because of what I said before. Like, we've raised that floor, so I don't. Whilst it's gonna be tough that Thursday to Sunday thing, I think we'll be able to rotate a little bit better and be a bit stronger in those games. Can I also add one more thing to my outlandish prediction of Shawnee Robb not to win the raffle of any
Oh,
description
bullshit. Come on, sell,
at the
sell,
meetup?
sell. We've got to be
That's
real.
my outlandish.
We've got to
That's
be
scrap
realistic.
everything.
That's
No, scrap everything.
stupid.
That's my one.
That's just
Shawnee Robb
stupid.
not to win the raffle. Put it out there. Season, fellas, season starts on Saturday, Sunday morning. Obviously, my 3 minute highlights are back, baby. Looking forward to watching them after not watching a second of the World Cup. Everton away, so we might as well start the season in 2 weeks' time because we know we're not. We all know what's happening, don't we? It's a Brennan Johnson masterclass hat trick incoming. Any more from any more, fellas?
I mean, you've got to factor in. It'll be 3-1 because Dwight McNeil will have to score as
True.
well. So
Very true.
that's very
Very true.
important. I think I mean we've tried to if you can't beat them, join the if you can't beat them, join them kind of approach. So we always lose to Everton. It's always some sketchy player that doesn't do anything for the rest of the season who scores against us. We've decided to try and sign that sketchy player, put him in the team against Everton, see what happens. So you never know. We might only lose by one instead of two.
But I think you're forgetting that we gave them a sketchy player in return, so that's the one
Yeah,
that's
well,
going to
then that was a
score.
rookie maneuver, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is indeed. Look, I know it was mentioned on the last pod, but just another shout out for the meetup, the national meetup in Sydney. I think Lewis has put the agenda out as well. I should have looked at that beforehand, but hey,
We're
we're
not
very
done. We're not,
amateur.
I get, I mean, I made this joke last time, Rob, but you weren't here, so I'll make it to your face this time. We're not going to the Morrison, going to the Madison for that one.
Well, I'll be in the Morrison. I'll have a
Okay.
much better time than you guys because I'll be in the Morrison, not
Fair enough.
the Madison, which is what I want to do. But guys, don't make sure. I'm seeing you now.
Nope.
Make sure you do not turn off early because what's coming up at the end of this is immense. Do not turn off early. So, I Dale, have you anything you want to add before we wrap up this pre-season prediction pod?
Just to say, I'm kind of looking forward to a new season. Keogh is properly into football now. Unlike you, Rob, he tried to watch about every minute of the World Cup. He's very excited, and I cannot wait to be woken up at 5 o'clock saying, "Daddy, Daddy, come and go and watch the game." And I'll just chuck in my phone and say, "Just don't tell me the score. Bye."
Well, good on him. Give him a couple of years. He'll be down to the 3 minute highlights, and I'll watch it with him. So that's what we'll do. Guys, Dale, Ned, great to see you boys again. Thank you very much, Mark. You were missed. If you need bail money, I haven't got any money, so there's not much I can do for you. But as I said, guys, do not turn off because what's about to happen is beautiful. So before it does, all I can say is thanks for listening. Up the palace and enjoy. Hit it.
Yeah, South London bleeding, Aussie heart beating. Man's on the other side of the world for the palace fight. Gotta check the scoreline in it through the dark Oshie night. Exiled Eagles, yeah, we rep the red and blue, fam. From down under to the Holmesdale, you know the program. Exiled Eagles, got that S25 in my soul, bruv. Exiled Eagles, yeah, we do it for the love. Eagles!
I can only
Yeah.
appall.
Oh, God.